if the human related things are the things that are getting in the way, then why aren't we spending more time working and developing the human related things?
When things go wrong, don't go with them. You smell me?
When you care, you'll connect. When you connect, they'll care. And when they care, they'll commit.
Welcome to Brownsburg, Indiana, for a special in-office AD Insider Thursday 30, where we sat down with 2022 NAVC speaker and athletic director for Brownsburg High School, Drew Tower. In this episode, we highlight Brownsburg's integrated leadership, perspective, and character development programs that work together to communicate the culture of the athletic department in a consistent and efficient way, from the athlete to the coach to even the non-athletic administrator in the building. Before we dive into this episode, we do want to thank our partner, and that's Huddle. With Huddle's athletic department package, coaches get the film they need with best-in-class indoor, outdoor, and flex hands-free cameras. Athletes can show their skills with highlight creation tools, and fans can engage with your school wherever they are on the new Huddle live stream platform. If you haven't already done so, go to huddle.com/ADinsider to learn more. Every AD has this story, this origin story of like, how did you get behind the seat?
Bio pre-med.
What?
At Taylor. Shifted to education because I was playing basketball at the time and I loved my coach and had the opportunity to coach with him the next few years as he was closing out his career, and then went to back to school to get my master's in administration. I actually started at the middle school, and so I was at one of our middle schools for 2 years, and then was able to move over to the high school position when it opened up.
Give me your 30 seconds on Brownsburg.
So we're about 3,300 students, and that's 6A football level, which is the top class in Indiana. But for a big school, we make it feel small, and the relationships are really important. And so we have a teaming aspect, which is actually where I started at Brownsburg as an academic coach and was working in basketball. But you have an assistant principal, counselors, academic coach, admin assistant who work with a grade level team, and they get them as freshmen and they stay with them until they graduate. And so you really get to know the people and the kids really well that way. And so as the school continues to grow, our goal is to continue to make it feel small.
So Drew, you spoke at the 2022 NADC about this program called SALT. Can you give me kind of an overview of what that is? And then we'll dive into actually showing everybody what that program looks like when we're there in the actual event.
Yeah, SALT's our student athlete leadership team made up of all of our athletic leaders from all 22 sports, includes our head coaches, and really focuses on leadership and character development of our student athletes as people.
So what was like the inception of this program?
So we do an annual head coaches retreat, and it's before the school year starts. And we asked all of our head coaches, what are the things that are getting in the way of them maximizing the potential of their teams? And we listed all of these things out. And the big common themes were, these weren't sport specific or sport related things that were getting in the way. It were all the human related things that were getting in the way. And so our next question to them was, if the human related things are the things that are getting in the way, then why aren't we spending more time working and developing the human related things? And that's where we came up with SALT.
What are the components of SALT, and how is it different than what you might see at any other high school?
Yep. So SALT has all of our leaders that are on our teams, and they're selected by our head coaches. We have roughly 7 SALT members for every kid or every athlete that's on the roster. And so we meet every 2 weeks on Thursday mornings. We buy breakfast, they come in, they have a great time. We usually hear from a speaker and a lot of time where there's collaboration and discussion with our head coaches and our kids at each table. From the time we meet for this SALT meeting and the next SALT meeting, our SALT leaders then have smaller breakout circles, SALT circles, that they then go and lead that same message with their teams. And so it's not just our leaders that are getting the leadership development, it's all of our student athletes, and our SALT leaders are then getting reps at leadership with their teammates.
Do you think this program has
cut down on the time invested in embedding a culture than before?
I think it's an efficient way to do it.
That's what I'm getting at. It's I'm thinking about, like, all right, so all the coaches are in there, and also the principal's in there too.
Principal and superintendent.
And soup. Mm-hmm. Okay, so everybody's there. And so instead of having to do like one-on-ones with all these stakeholders, you're all there, you're doing it all at the same time. And like you said, it's a pretty efficient process to manage a lot of different things. And it's a scheduled time where you're going to see them face to face.
And I think with a growing school population and a growing athletic department like we have here, our challenge continues to be to make it feel like one team. And so when we put every student athlete and head coach in the room at one time, we foster that cohesiveness. We foster that team mentality. We're all doing this together. And of course, being able to knock it out at one time provides a more efficient way to do that versus doing satellite leadership talks or satellite leadership development with each individual or each individual team. And then it also, again, continues to put our student athletes in a position to get reps at them leading their teammates.
Give me kind of an overview of what we're going to see when we actually start filming this. Like, walk me through the run of show tomorrow morning when we're kind of running this.
We're going to have about 130 student athletes. We'll serve breakfast. They'll have time to fellowship and to talk amongst themselves. And then about 7:15, we get rolling. I'll intro our speaker. We've got a really good speaker lined up tomorrow. And then it's going to be content and group discussion.
One thing I've learned is life comes at you fast. And the unpredictable is going to happen. The left tackle of life will leave your blind side open. And you have to be prepared for the unpredictable. So I'm not here just to give you some cute quotes and cliches and stuff that we put on t-shirts and on bracelets. I want to give you something meaningful. And I'm telling you something that I had to learn for myself. I, the Hope guy who's been taking it around the world, have been dealing with some major life things. And two things that I figured out for sure. First thing is, stop acting like you get to live twice. This is not a dress rehearsal. I used to grow up in a day and age where they used to say people are here today and what? Gone tomorrow. Do y'all know y'all live in a day and age where people are here today and gone today? So we cannot take life for granted. We must make the most of it, right? Stop acting like you get to live twice. The second thing is, this is what I learned. When things go wrong, don't go with them. You smell me? I'll say that again. Personally and professionally, right? On the court, on the field, in your sport, but also in life. And today in school, when things go wrong, what? Don't go with them. There's going to be so many things that try to pull you into them. And you got to make a decision. I want to be uncommon. I'm comfortable being uncomfortable. And I'm prepared for the unpredictable. Things may go wrong, but I will not go with them. I'm going to be different. I'm going to go against the flow. I'm going to be a game changer. How do you do that? Because you're special? Because you're the tallest? You're the fastest? You're in the right school? No, because you make great decisions. A man or a woman is not defeated until they blame someone else. Are you willing to make bold decisions? Are you willing to be courageous? Are you willing to be uncommon? Are you willing to get uncomfortable? And are you prepared for the unpredictable? The harder it gets, the better we become. Because we've made a decision that we're going to eat off the floor. We're going to do what? Eat off the floor. Last thing I want to teach you, we got to do on your feet. Stand with me real quick. Here we go. There's something I told myself at 14 years old, the day I took that gun out of my mouth, I learned something the next morning. And once I learned it, I told myself every day, no matter where I was in the world, whether I was in Compton, California, or Paris, France, whether I was in Johannesburg, South Africa, or Brownsburg, Indiana, I find a mirror every day and I say the same thing. Since I was 14, I say good, better, best. Never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. I say that again. I say good, better, best. Never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. What does that mean? Don't be satisfied with being good. Don't ever be satisfied with being better. Don't stop until you're the absolute best you that you could possibly be. Right? Because if you're in this room and you're coasting, you're probably going where? Downhill. So you got to make a decision that we will not coast. We're going to eat off the floor, roll our sleeves up, go to work. Being uncommon, getting uncomfortable, and being prepared for the unpredictable. Things may go wrong, but we will not go with them. We know who we are and what we're here to do. So I need you to repeat after me. Say good, better, best.
Good, better, best.
Never let it rest.
Never let it rest.
Till your good is better.
Till your good is better.
And your better is best.
And your better is best.
Hear me with your heart, not just your ears. When nobody gives you a chance, y'all hear me? When no one gives you a chance, because no one gave me one, when nobody gives you a chance, take one. God bless you all.
What did the SALT speaker cover today?
Today was to be grateful for everything that we have and just not live your life like you have a second one.
If somebody's down, we can't always be in the group that's letting them stay down. We have to be that one person that's going to get up and actually help that person.
Showing accountability within yourself, taking accountability for your actions, not relying on other people, and creating your own path despite having obstacles.
When SALT's over, what's the message?
So when SALT's over, we always are sure to send a recap, notes from our speaker from our time that morning. So our kids have that and our parents have that. They know what we were talking about in real time. And then they're able again between this meeting and the next meeting in 2 weeks, they can take that information. They can reflect on that information and what the message was. And then they're also able to go lead their smaller SALT groups on their teams with the exact same message. And so it's not just our head coaches and our SALT leaders getting the content. They're getting the reps at leading the same content with their teams. And then we're also able to, through our social media internship and our sports media internship, we're able to get out great content with video, with photo, some of the content. So we're able to share it with our larger audience, and we're able to promote all the good things that we're doing through the SALT program on social media and our website.
But I think it's interesting, and it kind of gets back to like just the idea of systematic content creation, cultural building, and I don't think there's anything else there, but like those two things, but like systematic content creation and cultural building, where, okay, we have this pillar piece of this pillar event, a talk, a speech, a 30 to 45 minute segment. We're having somebody film it. We're having them put it out on social media. We have leaders that are taking that message to their teams. We have parents that are receiving the digital content that, that your interns are creating. And like you said, you do like 10 hours a week on this, you know, this, the cultural side of your job. But if you look at like all the impact that it's expanding to, so if some one person was trying to do all those things, it would be a full-time position. So yeah, 10 hours sounds like a lot, but you're having the impact of 40, 80, 100 hours of work in trying to impact that many people. So I just admire the way you do one thing to get a lot of results. And have it all integrated into this purpose of building better people.
Yeah, and I think if it's worth doing, it's worth doing as well as we possibly can. And if we're gonna compete on the court, we're gonna compete to build a culture, we're gonna compete to care about people, we're gonna compete to do all of these things at the highest level that we can. And it does take a team, it takes a village. And if we're developing our student athletes, and our head coaches and our assistant coaches are fully responsible for that, they're the biggest influence in their lives, we want to develop them as well.
So what is PD? What is the perspective development? Break down kind of the elements of that and what goes into it and what the outcome that coaches will experience through it.
Yeah, we used to have monthly head coaches meetings that were probably very similar to most, and it was agenda driven and things that are important. Right, announcements and details of upcoming events, but we felt like we could accomplish those in a different way. And as we were adding two SALT meetings to their calendar, we started to build PD, which we call perspective development, into their work day. And so it turns into a lunch and learn. And so we feed our coaches. They usually get some kind of piece of gear every month, because again, it's not always the most thankful job. And most of it then becomes their own collaboration and conversation. And so we're kind of propping up the prompt or the clip or the quote. And there's always somewhere I think I want them to take it, but then we're really just asking the question and the coaches take it from there.
So this was the quote that we put up: when you care, you'll connect. When you connect, they'll care. And when they care, they'll commit. And so when I was kind of diving into some of these things, there was something that Pete Carroll said that I thought was really good when we kind of look at talking about care.
competitor's mentality for me, but it is most importantly a caring mentality. I think the number one thing that I would like to represent in all of the work I do and all of the friendships that I have is that I can demonstrate how much I care about the people that I'm dealing with. And it's enormously important to me to do that, and how far will I go? Well, you either compete or you're not. So if you're competing to care, then you got to work your tail off to show and understand and be thoughtful and empathetic and understanding and caring and willing to accept whatever.
So this is a list from pro sports coaches. This is across all sports on what they do to show that they care. So what we're going to do today is we're going to kind of evaluate that. So you're going to go personal evaluation. This shouldn't take you very long. I've given you three options. You've got plus, which means you're good. Like you feel like I'm here, I'm in a good space here. X is developing, meaning there's probably still work to be done. And then minus, meaning, well, then maybe this is like absent, basically. Like I'm not even addressing this. And then you're gonna kind of have your small groups and you're gonna talk about this, okay? So you've got a box, you're gonna fill those things out. And then as you kind of go through the list with your group, kind of share where you're at, and you might get some ideas from other people. So the rest of the time is yours.
And then we also have character development that we really foster through a program called Athletic Ambassadors. And that's comprised of a lot of kids who are in SALT, but it's a different group. And they're in our third grade classrooms of every single Brownsburg Elementary School teaching our BCSE character ed traits every single month. And so we're developing our kids, we're developing their teammates, we're developing coaches and their perspective and trying to create healthy people and better people. And then also our athletes are giving back to our community with our Brownsburg youth. And so if you come up in through Brownsburg schools, you'll have had 1 year full of character development taught by really fun lessons through our Athletic Ambassador program, who are all junior and senior student athlete leaders at Brownsburg.
So let me reiterate this. It's a monthly coaches PD meeting. And then SALT is every
2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks. And then every month there's a third grade class taught by an ambassador. So those are the three programs. So somebody that maybe is a SALT leader, they're having three things on their plate that's cultural or character driven.
Between two SALTs and one ambassador trip to an elementary school, they could have three opportunities a month to be able to develop themselves and develop others.
So how do you measure success of the program? Like what is the metric that you use to see if you're doing it right or wrong?
What's been interesting is when we started this, we didn't have the end goal. The end goal was to grow people. And so how you measure that could be a lot of intangibles versus a lot of tangibles. What's been really great to see is that some of the results have been less discipline and behavior problems on our teams. And that may not have been our leaders. It may be our leaders leading their teammates. Also, with our state association, they have a sportsmanship award that evaluates all of the athletic department. And there's a lot of metrics go into that. We had never won the sportsmanship award before, as long as our athletic department has existed with the IHSAA. And the last 2 years since we've developed SALT, we've earned that award as well. And so I think that's a cool byproduct that has happened as a result of the impactful work that we do every 2 weeks.
So I want to implement this. I see the value of having these kind of touch points, one with my coaches, with my student athletes. What's the first step?
I think the first step is the support and the buy-in from, you have to have an administration that believes in these things as well. I think it's not going to take off as much as you want to if your administration isn't bought into it. And that's where we've been very fortunate. But also I think it's getting up in front of your head coaches, who you've got the closest relationship with probably, and they're the next piece. They truly are. I think their collective buy-in to whatever the things are that you want to do drives everything else. When I evaluate everything that we've done, I think the people development, especially with SALT, has been one of the most important things of all of the programs that we've developed. But I think it's something that everybody can do. And I think it's something that you can take the reins at your school and lead your people in a more purposeful way.